Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here at about 1:40 Eastern time here on the show. And another big game tonight for the Cardinals as they're going to take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. St. Louis playing some good ball right now. Jack Flaherty will be on the mound. And in all likelihood, at some point this series, we're going to see our next guest on the mound. And boy, what a great season he has had. John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals, 7-0 on the season, 2.54 earned run average, and has really emerged in 2019 as one of the best setup men, swingmen in all of Major League Baseball. He joins us now here on the show to talk about that success and about what's going on with the Cardinals. Johnny, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be on.
Well, listen, John, I saw you pitch a bunch in the spring, and as a starting pitcher, I thought that you had a great shot to crack the rotation. And so that didn't happen. But then the success that you've had out of the bullpen has made me even more excited for you. I know you don't aspire necessarily to be a bullpen guy, but man, you have been lights out this year. What happened?
Just having fun playing baseball, man. Like you said, didn't crack that starting rotation, which was the original plan. But, God takes us on the path we're supposed to be on in life, and found myself in the bullpen having a great time and just being able to help the team, and that's my job. That's what I love to do.
Yeah, and somehow, the interesting part of this, John, I wanted to ask you, because a lot of people some people think wins matter, some people don't. I remember talking to Miles before the season, and I asked him if wins still meant something, and he said to me point blank, if you don't think wins mean something, then you're a loser. And there you are. I mean, point blank, he said it. And then here you are with 7 wins on the season, and we talk reality, we talk fantasy on this show. I know a lot of that is right place, right time, but man, it certainly seems as though you're just racking up those wins this year.
Most of that, just like you said, right place, right time, but I think wins do matter. The only thing that matters in our game are team wins. At the end of the day, this is a team sport, so all the individual stats don't really matter at all when you get down to it. So, we're looking for those team wins, and that's it.
John Gant is with us. He's in the bullpen for the St. Louis Cardinals, 2.54 earned run average. Has also picked up a few saves. And John, in the bullpen, when you're sitting out there waiting, I know it's been a bunch of different guys out there. You've been one of them. Unfortunately, Jordan Hicks went down with the injury. And now it seems, at least for the time being, that Carlos is back, Carlos Martinez, and he's getting saves as well. When you watch him, does he seem to feel comfortable in that role? I know he was a bullpen guy a few years ago, and now he's back in that role again. What are you seeing there?
No doubt about it, he's comfortable in that role. You see how he comes out and just attacks hitters with all his stuff, which is unreal, by the way. He might have the best stuff on the team. Just a crazy talented dude, and he wants it bad, and it's impressive to see what he can go out there and do for this team.
Yeah, and I think that him being in the ninth inning, or you or anyone else, it gives the team a very big boost. But there's always, as you go along the season, you go along you have adversity, I guess that's the best way to put it. But right now you guys are playing good baseball and you're a couple of games over 500. The one thing that I wanted to ask you, John, is it seems like a lot of pitchers, even in your rotation, are having a harder time getting guys out. And one of the reasons why they've mentioned is because perhaps the baseball is different. And who to speak to would be better than to talk to somebody like you who's actually having a really good season despite of what everyone is saying. So are you kind of buying into that? Do you think there's something to it? Does it feel different? Do you see it coming off the bat different? Because the stats all look like that there is definitely something different going on. But what do you think? Is there?
The baseballs are flying off the bat this year, but you never really know. I mean, I don't know if anybody's conducting an investigation or anything like that. I know one thing, and that is that every pitcher in the league is pitching with the same baseball, and every hitter in the league is hitting the same baseball. So I don't think there's any advantage or disadvantage that has been created. I think, you know, we're all playing the same game. So that's it, you know.
All right. Well, we'll see if that is indeed the case. We'll see. My worry, John, is that I think I have baseball figured out this year for the numbers. And then when I try to predict what happens next year, I may be completely wrong, because if the ball changes or something like that, then I look foolish, and we know how that goes. John, do you follow other sports, basketball, football? Like, what kind of piques your interest when you're done playing during the regular season? What do you do in the off season?
I don't watch too many other sports. I love to play other sports, but watching just doesn't really do it for me. In the off season, I like to fish. I like to hang out with my friends. I'll go stay at a friend of mine's property in Georgia. Got a bunch of acres. I'll go run around in the woods and just hang out outside all day.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to take some sort of break from playing baseball. What did you do with the All-Star break? What did you do with that? You know, by the way, I know you probably don't want to go too far into this, but it was a disgrace to me that you did not make the All-Star team. I just want to say it on your behalf. I know you won't say it, but man, you should have been on that team. I don't know how you didn't. You were, I mean, one of the best bullpen arms in all of baseball. I know there's always going to be a limit as to how many guys they could put in there. So without you commenting on it, I wanted to say that for you. So there you go.
Well, I appreciate you thinking so.
All right. So what did you do during the All-Star break when you were not in the game?
During the All-Star break, I went and hung out with my family. They were in Daytona Beach. Family's gone there every year since I can remember, every summer, same time. So went and hung out with them, and it was a whole lot of fun, man. Got some much-needed rest and relaxation, and it was nice to see them for a change.
You know, it's really hot, by the way, here. I know that you play in Jupiter in spring training, Johnny. Here in Florida, I live in Hollywood, about an hour south of Jupiter, and
okay.
it's like 95 degrees here every day. You're luckier in the Midwest for the time being. I know that's not where you're
getting to be that time of year, huh?
Yeah, man, it is super hot. Johnny Gant is with us here, a bullpen arm in the St. Louis Cardinals. A couple more minutes with him. And so I guess the natural question here, John, is that I follow the Cardinals as closely as any other team in baseball. You guys have arguably the most passionate fans in baseball. And up until about a week ago, you probably would have determined the season a little bit of a disappointment. But here you guys go right again. It looks like Milwaukee's falling back a little bit. You guys are playing real well. Nobody really knows for sure where the Cubs are going to be. What do you think the second half of the season, the final 60 or 70 so games, are going to look like for you guys? Because I really don't even know.
Well, you know, we got high hopes about it. There's a lot of baseball left to play, a lot of time to make a push. And like you've been saying, we're playing good baseball right now. So we're very excited for what the future holds. And just ready to keep this ball rolling, ready to make this push.
All right, last question for John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals. I obviously know that your goal long-term, like a lot of pitchers in the big leagues, is probably to be a starter. But sometimes things don't work out and you excel at different roles. I know that the rest of the season, it's pretty obvious at this point, the Cardinals, I don't think, are going to change what you're doing there. You've been so successful at it. Do you think that your future holds more of a bullpen? Would you like to go back to being a starter in the future? Just so I can kind of get an idea for when we talk next year, what we talked about this year. What do you think inevitably holds in your future?
Hard to answer a future question like that. I can tell you I'm having a great time doing what I'm doing in the bullpen right now. I previously had always seen myself as a starter, but like I said earlier, you know, God puts us in these situations, and here I am in the situation where I feel it is right where I belong and right where I'm supposed to be at this moment. As far as what the future holds for me, I can't say for sure. If they need me to start, then I'll be real happy doing that. And if they need me to stay in the bullpen, I'll be real happy doing that. I just want to help this team any way I can and have fun doing it.
Well, you're having fun this year for sure. I know that the Cardinals are going to play well here in these last 70 games. You guys played really well down the stretch last year and just came up a little bit short. You'll get guys healthy back. And then I'll look forward to catching up with you again in spring training, Johnny, and next year here on the show. I really appreciate you coming on. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the season. And I'm really pulling for you here, especially on one of my fantasy teams. I got you. You've helped me out big time. So thanks again, okay?
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals here on the show. Thanks again for him coming on the program.